Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on Hump Day. We are halfway to the weekend, and we're just about halfway through the show. So let me go to the phones right now. I'm bringing on somebody who is more than a friend of the show. She's like part of the Right Side family. Emily Jones is the founder of Moms for Liberty in North Alabama. She's been a contributor to the show multiple times. She's also the host of one of Right Side's podcasts, The Controversial Mom. And she's on the phone like right now. Emily Jones, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good. I'm glad you're here. We hadn't had you on the show in a while. Okay, what's up with that? That makes no sense.
You know, the Doge making people go back into the office has really interfered with my radio time.
Darn. well, hey, listen, I'm doing this segment, Home Fries, and you and I were texting yesterday about you coming on the show. You were telling me things that I hadn't even heard about, like one of which is we've got state legislators like Senator Arthur Orr and some others that are signing something called a parental pledge. And I don't know, parental right. What's going on with that? What's the deal?
Yeah. So part of the Moms for Liberty effort is to reclaim June back from the crazy leftists. So Moms for Liberty declared June parental rights month. So we have been doing things all across the country all month to just reinforce a parent's right to raise their children. I will not remember the name of the court case, but it was 100 years ago Supreme Court case where the government or the Supreme Court ruling declared that children are not a product of the state. They are to be raised by their parents. So we're celebrating that in various ways, and one of those is through the Parent Pledge. And we have two different versions, one for our elected officials or candidates seeking office to sign it that basically just says, we stand for parental rights, and we will do everything in our power to encourage parents to take responsibility of their kids and for the government to kind of get out of the way. So we've been trying to get people to sign it all month, and Arthur Orr was the first one that had responded back and said he would love to do it. So he sat down with a couple of our members last week and was the first official person in Alabama or legislator in Alabama to sign the parent pledge.
Outstanding. Let me ask you, have you had any legislators say no?
I've had a lot of them not respond, but nobody to just outright say no.
Okay. Sometimes no response is a no, but
that's right.
But I'm loving the fact y'all are doing this. And by the way, I'm also loving the idea of taking back the month of June. Can we take back the rainbow while we're at it too? I want my rainbow back.
I want all of it back. I want all this nonsense out of my sight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of which, parental pledge, getting rid of the June, garbage. I guess you saw that the Supreme Court of the United States upheld Alabama's ability to pass the transgender treatments on minors law that we passed a couple of years ago. Did you see that today?
I did, and I was at work, and I saw the bubble pop up on my phone, and I was ecstatic, and everybody thought I was crazy. Nobody follows politics like I do. It's super exciting that they stood behind that, allowing states to enforce those laws, because while we do support parental rights and parents certainly can raise their children how they want, that is very abusive mentality, and parents should not be pushing it. If they have a child that's confused, they need to be seeking mental health, not surgical or pharmaceutical. So extremely happy that they stood behind that and are allowing states to really push those laws forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know this question, but it was a Scrimeti case out of Tennessee. Did Moms for Liberty National, did they provide a brief to the court or anything? Did they participate in any way in that? Do you know?
To my knowledge, they have not. I think if they were involved in it, we would have heard about it. I want to say ADF was involved in it, but I could have that wrong.
I believe they were. But I know that Attorney General Steve Marshall's office here in Alabama did contribute to the case.
Catherine, you were talking about her earlier. Catherine mentioned that it was actually their FOIA request prepping for our case that pretty much solidified the stance for Tennessee's law. So they had a huge role in that.
Well, this is a big deal, and I hope that more states are going to follow suit now that they know the path has been cleared. But I'm also glad we didn't wait for the path to be cleared. We went out and got it cleared.
Exactly. And that's what leading does, right? I mean,
that's exactly right.
You do the things that are not always easy, but they're the right things to do, and you have to lead. You have to make the way. So I'm glad that Alabama was a part of that.
Well, speaking of leading, you guys are leading on having an event. I was pretty stoked to be at the one you had with Riley Gaines. Was that last year or the year before?
It was last year.
It was last year. It feels like a long time ago, but it was just mm-hmm. last year. But this year, you've got one coming up here, Saturday week. Tell us about the event and who your speaker is.
Yes, so it's our annual fundraising dinner where really we just focus on raising money for our local chapter. It is the only fundraiser we do, and we try to make it an event where people gain a lot out of it to justify the cost. But it's going to be here in Huntsville on the 28th. It's going to be at an area, it's called Stovehouse. If you're familiar with Huntsville, it's the old stove manufacturing area. They've revamped it. It's a super amazing area. But it's at the Brewers Co-op restaurant within Stovehouse. And our keynote speaker this year will be Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I am so stoked to have her here.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. And I've seen her speak before, not like been in an event, but I've just seen snippets and stuff. And I think she's a pretty effective speaker. She's got a pretty type A personality. She gets to the microphone and you pretty much know who's in charge at that moment. And I look forward to hearing what she has to say. So that's going to be...
And she's...
Go ahead.
She's filed a lot of legislation around gender affirming care too.
Yeah.
So the timing of the court case from the Supreme Court is really lining up perfectly for her. So I'm sure she'll talk a lot about that next week.
Well, so that's next week. If folks, and listen, I'm not trying to make the whole segment about your event, but I think it's a great event. I'm planning on being there. Right Side is going to be there. But if folks want to go to the event, do you still have tickets available?
We do. We're selling tickets through Friday, maybe probably into Saturday. We don't have a whole lot of tickets left, and that's honestly just because of capacity at the space. So it's not just we don't want to sell anymore. Like, we're truly at a capacity issue. So we'll let them roll through probably Saturday morning, and after that, we're probably going to be full and have to shut it down. So there's still time to buy it. There's still a few sponsorship options left. If people are interested in those, sponsorship just gets you early access. So you can get in, maybe mix and mingle, talk to MPG a little bit. And everybody that gets a ticket also gets a copy of her book that she released last year. So you're definitely walking away with something from the event other than just pictures and good conversation.
Not only am I going to be there, though, I'm contributing some Right Side merch. So there's some stuff coming there, too. If folks want to get a ticket, where do they go to get it?
It's probably easiest just to Google Moms for Liberty, Madison County. It'll take you to our website and the link's there.
Okay, perfect. I got to ask you though, you know, Huntsville's had its protesters lately. We had the No Kings event, which I think was fairly benign, but it was there. But is anybody promising to protest the Moms for Liberty, Marjorie Taylor Greene event?
Oh, yes. So many... So many protests on this. There has been a lot of communicating with local law enforcement and the owners of the spaces that we're going to be in because of the threats of protests. I think I heard that they had actually put in like a permit to be out on the Governor's Drive area. But I saw something the other day. I don't know that they're going to be in a Stovehouse area. I think they're going somewhere down near South Parkway to do their little protest event down there. Almost a counter event more than a protest. So they'll be somewhere in Huntsville. I just don't know where, but it's okay because we got plans in place. We're going to have an amazing event with an amazing speaker, and it will be positively memorable.
And I say it all the time on the show, but there's more of us than there are of them. So, I mean, yes. I feel like it's going to be an amazing event. And, I mean, by the way, if they had to bring in an opposite of Marjorie Taylor Greene, who would it be? Would they bring in Ilhan Omar? Would they bring in AOC?
I have the best answer. It's Marjorie Taylor Queens because it's a drag queen show.
Wait, are you kidding?
I will give them 2 points for creativity.
Okay, you just made that up, or is that real? What are you saying?
No, that's real. That's real. That's what they're doing.
No.
Marjorie Taylor Queens. Yes, it is.
No, that's the most obnoxious thing I've ever heard in my life. JP's typing in his computer. Are you looking it up right now? Marjorie Taylor Queen. Give me a laugh track. You got a laugh track on that? We got to have something. That's just unbelievable. Holy cow.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, Emily Jones, listen, your podcast continue to be amazing. We got a lot of people watching it on our stuff, but The Controversial Mom comes out every Sunday, and we appreciate you being part of the Right Side family. And I can't wait to be at the event and look forward to it.
Yes, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you, my friend. See ya.
Bye.
Marjorie Taylor Queen? Is that real? Are you finding it?
Well, I'm seeing articles about it.
Is there? Can you post something online on the live stream?
I'll see if I can find a good picture of it. Yeah,
we'll see. That's just sad. So we're gonna bring in a congresswoman who, you know, whether you like her or not, she's a congresswoman. She's a firebrand. She's out there, you know, working for conservative policies and politics. And they're gonna bring in a drag queen. Name it Marjorie Taylor Queen.
At least it's creative.
Maybe they'll raise money for the monkeypox task force while they're at it. you better take me to a break. I got to recover myself. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll get some text messages when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.